I didn't even bring my inhaler. I wish I would have.
Mine's been expired since 2013, so.
We could get ripped off that thing if we wanted to, though.
It's a psychedelic.
So that's another good start for the boys for the second for the second episode right off the bat, talking about your illegally expired inhaler by how many years? What year did it expire?
It was, like, honestly, I moved in 2018 with this expired inhaler, and it was, like, 2013 of February.
Dude, that thing should be put in a museum. Like that,
didn't even check.
Like that might be like that could be steroids now. Like yeah. If you might hit it and be able to run the fastest mile of all time.
Yeah.
Like what's cooking in that thing has got to be off the charts.
Absolutely.
I would find some old ones just randomly and just be like, dude, this has like I could die if I hit this. I'm sure. Even though I think like albuterol doesn't do anything as it expires.
But I think it would bring my asthma back.
Do you think it'd make like it the worse?
Reverse, hit the reverse.
It would constrict your bronchioles instead. Yeah. Constrict them more.
An asthma attack.
When was the last time you had an asthma attack?
I'm just gonna ask you that. Honestly.
Well, hold, pause that real quick. So great natural start for the boys, but we sorry I couldn't do a video for this, but because we probably break the internet for two of the most handsome people that we probably know. I mean, come on. Especially how good we look right now.
Yeah.
You should see. If you know that Fox meme where it's cracked out sitting on the chair, that's what we both look like.
We're sitting
so
on
imagine,
the floor.
So imagine right that picture twice, and that's us, except we're on a floor in an apartment.
And Bud Lights in our
hands. And Bud Lights are flowing. So. Yeah.
So vibes are good.
But yeah, so we're vibing, but I have the one and only Austin Coltrane here on the pod again, dude. And the first episode that we recorded was kind of like supposed to be a joke, and then we just like I just decided like who cares post anyway. So that's probably my worst episode by far because it was chaotic and we were in the car on the highway like
it was not a joke. We actually were on I-10.
Yes, we were literally on I-10, and like Austin was trying to talk but also trying to make sure that we stayed alive.
And like traffic hours.
It was not good. It was not an ideal time for me to be shoving a Yeti blue microphone in your face so we're flying down the I-10
blocking my view,
dude, for real. So just to get the intro out of the way, so yeah, go into like when obviously for those who don't know, the podcast is called Asthma Attacks. If you don't know, you should probably go get checked out because I wouldn't just make that title up if it didn't involve asthma in any way. But Coltrane and I have dealt with asthma I think our entire lives growing up, and it was so embarrassing growing up as a kid with that. Like I was like, this is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, like puffing an inhaler in front of your classmates.
In front of the girl that you wanted to marry. I was like, dude, this is insane.
No, actually, though, it did suck.
Oh, my God.
And it was embarrassing. Like, it's not like it's something you brag about.
Did you ever get a breathing treatment in front of your friends?
I don't know.
I did a few times at school, and they stared at me like I wasn't from Earth.
Like, you have one leg.
As you're just sitting there, as it's going...
Like a Darth Vader,
loud ass, and it just blows this like weird looking smoke into your face, and everyone just
it's
goes.
Actually, such a weird concept, that whole thing.
And the thing that makes it even weirder is that my parents used to. I had the weird like a gun shaped one where, and my parents would always be like, I'd be like. I'd have to shake my parents awake and then tell them, hey, I can't fucking breathe. And I didn't know, like, the ratio of the medication when I was a kid. So they always had to – my poor parents, dude. They'd like, my dad probably had to be up in, like, a few hours. And he'd just be sitting there at 3 a.m. just hold – I, for some reason, couldn't just hold it.
Dude, you never held your
– I did when I got, like, a few years older. But when I was a kid and didn't know, like, how to work it, my parents would sit there and hold it for me. And I remember, like, a core memory of mine, like, my mom would, like, scratch my back while she did it for me. But, dude, my poor...
You're like, 15 at that point?
I was probably, like, a couple years, like, 17, so a few years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that was pretty cool. And so I just never held the gun. But, yeah, though, eventually they got to the point where when I was older, like, my dad was like, I'm going to show you how to mix this so we don't have this conversation.
Oh, anymore. Wait, honestly, though, I don't know, like, I still don't even know the mixing thing. I know, like, I would hold the gun, but my mom would, like, but I thought all you did was just pour it into the,
because thank God,
open the top, and you'd pour it in.
Yeah.
And then you close it, and you turn it on.
I don't know the exact, like, milliliters. If I wanted to call Carl right now, he'd be able to rattle it off for me in probably 2 seconds, but since I was never...
Does he have asthma?
No, he's in paramedic school. So, but like you're able to administer that as an EMT. So like, and so, for someone that was an EMT and has to do that, for me to not know the exact stats is kind of alarming. But I've been out of practice for a couple of years now, so what are you going to do? And I don't have asthma attacks every other day like we used to back in the day, which our parents, first of all, couldn't have picked a more tragic state for your kid to grow up in, with Illinois humidity, with asthma.
Yeah.
It was the worst. The
fall season, dude.
I was like, dude. And then they're like, yeah, also go play sports. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, run around and stuff? They go, yeah, you know what triggers you not being able to breathe? Go do that.
Sprint.
Yeah. And don't wake us up at 3 in the morning.
Also, it was kind of nice because you could fake an asthma attack.
I went home and a couple times.
Get out of hell week in basketball.
I went out a couple times from school because of asthma attacks. And I was like sitting at home yeah, you fucking dorks. How was the rest of the school day, dude? Because I peaced out after recess.
I went home watching SpongeBob.
Because I couldn't breathe. Yeah, I was farting and playing Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 on this 80-year-old laptop.
That game is so good.
I have it on my gaming PC. That was the first game I got for it. It was Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
Ill. Zoo Tycoon.
So satisfying to watch, too. Sick. Like, all the little people just run around your park and throw up.
Endless hours doing that.
We played at Sims on the PlayStation 2. Yeah. That was probably, we used to pull all nighters.
Yeah.
And fucking and dude, rip Mountain Lightning and Dr. Thunder.
Yes, dude. Absolutely. Also, 007.
Dude.
I remember we didn't have that, so I'd always like go over and ask your mom and dad if I could play with you. And because I wanted to play
007. Did you just use me for that game?
And then you'd just be like, you literally would stare at me and be like, tell him I'm not home. And then
wait,
no, I'm kidding.
Oh my god, I was about to get up and leave. I was like, there's no way I was that insane.
No,
he can see me and hear me, but I'm not home.
Yeah, no, but 007 was the best. I didn't have that one. And you're like Grand Theft Auto 2 or something, 3?
Yeah, 3,
which was so
the OG, OG Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, 3 was Liberty City, dude.
Yeah,
and then Vice City, too.
It was only campaign, I'm pretty sure. It wasn't even like.
You could do open world.
Oh, it was?
It was, yeah. But, like, it's so crazy to think about how that, like, how GTA 5 is now compared to that game. Like,
and that game's still going on. It's been, like, I don't even know how many years.
Dude, yeah, they still, like, finally, for the first time, that game's been out for, like, almost 10 years now, and they just finally released details on GTA 6 because they just still have so much money coming in from GTA 5.
But it's such a dope game.
There's so much shit you can do in it.
You don't get bored of it because there's so many.
You literally does. Like, I got through a phase where I was. That's where the only game that I was playing for a while on my PlayStation 4. And, like, I was, like, taking it like a job. I was like, yeah, don't work.
Clocking
I got to clock into my other job.
Yeah.
I got to go check out my cars and everything in my garage.
No, same.
And I was, but it is sick. I do kind of want to get back into it, but I am curious to see what happens with GTA 6.
Yeah.
But so go into when was the last time you had an asthma attack? Yeah, do you remember?
Went on 7 different topics.
Hilarious, though. And that's the craziness about this is like, it's like, who knows where this is going to end up.
Yeah, no, I love it. I actually had like, it wasn't an asthma attack, but I had troubles breathing like a couple months ago, really bad. I like couldn't take a deep breath. It wasn't like I was wheezing, but I had like the chest thing where like you literally can't take a deep breath.
The worst.
Literally, you're my only savior here. So I almost was like calling you because I don't have an inhaler and I have my nebulizer, but I don't have any of the juice.
Okay.
So I was like struggling taking a deep breath for a solid like 2 days. It was just super random. But before that, it's been so long, dude. Like since I've actually had an actual like asthma attack,
it's the worst.
Would be like high school.
That's the last time you had a legit one?
Yeah.
Like I just had one a couple weeks ago in Flagstaff.
Shut up.
I'm being dead ass serious.
Nebulizer and everything?
No, I would have had to. So I don't know what happened. Can you grab this really quick?
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure this happened on my cell phone. So we went to Flag for Shane's birthday, and there was a few of us, and so we went out on like Saturday night, like after we were all hanging out or whatever, and I'm sitting there, and like the weather is gorgeous in Flag because obviously it's just 10 times. This is it sucks so bad in the city of Phoenix right now. Like,
I
moved shit from the outside of our front door to underneath our table that's right in front of our door outside. And as I walked down to my car, I was sweating profusely, like I just got done running a mile, and I was like, dude, this is infuriating.
Yeah.
And every time I leave for work at 3:50 in the morning, it's never
350?
Below. Yeah, that's when I, and that's being generous because I only live 9 minutes away from the shop. So that's, I'll have to leave at 3:30 when I move to Tempe. So, but I get done at noon. So it's a give or take. You know what I mean? I'm done by noon. I start early, that's get it done another way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely can't wait to go back to normal hours or something. Dude, yeah. So,
ew.
But dude, so yeah, we're sitting at dinner having drinks and I, like I said, I can't, I don't think I ever had an asthma attack on a fire both times in Wyoming. And I also don't think I had an asthma attack ever in Wyoming, period. So yeah, this is just a few weeks ago. And as we're sitting there, I'm with Shane sitting right next to me and I make a joke about like starting to struggle to breathe. And you can tell like right away when it happens, you know what I mean? Like you can tell your like chest tightening up and you're like, this could be a problem. And so I didn't, I think my inhaler was back at the house. Like I had my inhaler on me, thank God, which I need to look for that because I don't know where that is now that I bring that up. So.
But you had it in flag?
I had it in flag, okay. But it was back at the house. And so I made a joke like someone's got to bring me back to the house because I'm starting to not be able to breathe.
Yeah.
And so that was just like the punchline to everything was every time, everything we were talking about, I would just go, all jokes aside, I seriously can't breathe. And so like, but, and we just kept like dying laughing at it, like Shane and I just were howling all because of that stupid joke, and I he knew because of how I sounded and my, you could hear the I legit could not breathe. And so he was like, he kept asking me like, seriously, he probably asked me like 5 times like, do you actually need to go? And I was like, yeah, just give me a second. And, and I somehow was able to work through it, which makes no sense.
So wait, what was your like symptoms? Was it like so, full on?
Yes. It was. I had the wheezes, and I had like the like I'm breathe like you feel like you're breathing through a straw, and dude, you can't get any air in, and then it feels like just as
what
worse
is that,
on
though?
The way. It's your bronchioles. All your air tubes are literally they're inflamed,
but like,
so they
why?
Get constricted because we're weird. I don't.
But like, it's so annoying we have that.
My thing is, and this has been my like arrogant ass confidence just to justify it my entire life, is we're so sick that God had to do something to like humble us out. It's like you'd be
asthma.
Too, like if you didn't have this condition where you sometimes, and it could be random, can't breathe, you'd be an undefeated human being. And so he's like, I had to pick a couple of you pieces of shit. Yeah, he
looked away and did one of these
in the pot.
He just looked away and
accidentally dumped a little bit too much of not being able to breathe juice in there.
Poor lungs, yeah.
And I think about it is, because you don't, do you ever wear your glasses anymore or just at night?
Just at night.
So me, but, I'm like, I can survive without my glasses or contacts.
I feel like you're actually blind.
But I would hate it.
Yeah.
Because like I can't. If people are like a little bit too far away, I can't like make out the exact like features of their face, and that like I remembered at work the other day. I remembered this, and I wanted to talk about it on an episode so bad. But like I can survive without my glasses or contacts, but I can't see and like see things perfectly, and like it almost it drives me to the point of like if I had to live like that, like I would be suicidal. Like it's that infuriating to not like I have to do this at everything, and like
that's so annoying.
And I'm like, dude, I don't like back in the day, like they would have just took me out in a field and shot me in the back of the head because I can't read the sign that's down
useless.
The road. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I guess I can see everything in a kitchen, so I can, as long as I'm in the same room, yeah. I'm okay. But yeah, I wouldn't be able to drive a horse and carriage at nighttime,
yeah,
or else everyone in there would be
fully,
dead.
Dude.
Everyone in there, imagine me in battle. No,
yeah.
Like, I'd be killing my own people because
yeah.
I don't even know who you are.
Friendly fire.
I don't even know who you are. We got to wear jerseys or something.
Friendly fire.
Can
overload.
We throw some jerseys on, please? Because I don't know who's who.
Literally turning the other way.
I'm turning right around to shoot at my own basket. Like, get him! So. And so, yeah, dude, the two things that make you a human being to be functioning in society, being able to see and being able to breathe. And I can't
that
do either
tough.
One of them properly,
that
like, without
tough.
Help.
I didn't realize your asthma is still, like, pretty present, though.
And it isn't. That was the first time, and I'm trying to think the last time that I had, like, a serious attack. It had been, like, a year or so. So, like, it went from, obviously, you and I, like, I remember you went to the hospital one night. And I woke up. Came over, yeah. I woke up. Scariest thing I've ever had happen to two figures standing at the end of my bed. Taylor and Ashley.
Wait, what?
Shut up. Standing at the edge of my bed. Yes.
Straight up.
Like, and I can't believe that I ever even liked scary movies eventually. I'm being dead ass
serious.
Dude,
that's traumatizing.
And if you ask them that, there's no way they don't remember it because they were obviously like a year and two older than me.
Yeah.
But I swear to, yeah, you were like it because I was like a kid.
Yeah, I was pretty young.
And yeah, so I was like, he's probably dead. So
yeah, I was out. So, I actually did die.
So now what's going to happen? So I was like, this is terrifying, but I'm being dead ass serious. I woke up and your brother and sister.
Bro.
I did not know this. It makes it even funnier because they were, since we were kids, they were like kids too.
Yeah.
How nervous they were, just like, they don't know what's happening to you and they just have to come hang out at our house at night.
It was
night,
like 3 a.m.
late with like my
school night.
Scary ass dad. Like,
what did you guys do? Did you just like.
I'm trying to think. Up? I think I probably just said, okay, and
turn around
and went back to bed. But I swear to God, I remember, it's like a core memory of mine. Like, I'm like dying laughing, thinking of it right now. Like,
I can visualize that. They were you waking up so confused.
And I just remember going, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who or what
that's
is staring.
Because I know that just everyone's silhouettes.
Everyone's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, I remember it clearly, like the light. From this is back when I was a psycho and slept with my door open. Yeah. God. And the light from the kitchen was beaming into my room. And so I couldn't see their faces. And so I just went,
dude,
I'm
so
leaving
spooky.
The planet right now. I said, this is it.
That's so spooky. And that's also hilarious, though.
Such a funny thing, especially telling that with you right now, because I forgot that happened for a while.
That's
and
hilarious.
Maybe my brain made that up, but I swear to God, and even if you ask, maybe one of them remembers it.
I'm going
but to. I promise you that was a real thing. And
that is gold.
All I remember, but I don't remember like what happened. Like, did I like give them my room and then go sleep outside, or what? I don't know what I did. So
did your mom go to the hospital with me?
I think so.
I think she did.
And too. I think my dad was like, one, my dad, like, as if you're the neighbor's kid, you're not like, this is cool. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Nice guy, but like.
Well, no, it was literally like a Tuesday night at like 3:30.
Exactly. And so like I can relate to your brother and sister so bad. Like, however old they were, which was young, they were probably like, this is the scariest night of my life. And we know Drake, so we're just going to go stand in his room because we're comfortable
and watch
there.
Him breathe.
And yeah, and we're just going to see if he has an asthma attack. And so
observe
I,
him.
And yeah, and so I was just like, this, what is happening? And then, but I'm trying, I wish I could remember. I might have to ask my dad to see if he remembers that night.
Yeah.
To be like, what did we do? Did we just go to bed, or like, did we just hang out from 3 a.m. until the rest of the day? Like,
yeah, I'll
wait to see if you were dead or not.
Honestly, though, that was probably one of the scariest moments besides Costa Rica. That was one of the scariest moments of my life. Like, I just remember, like, I couldn't breathe. Like, if anyone has asthma, like, you can relate. You literally,
it's terrifying.
You can't take a deep breath, and then when you're wheezy, it's like. You can't even, like, inhale, exhale, like, properly. And, like, the more you think about you can't breathe, the more, like,
you start
anxiety
panic,
you build
and, like,
up.
And so your heart rate
especially
increases.
Especially when
you're
7 years old and you're, like, not even sure what life is.
And
you can't take a deep
one of your
breath.
Basic functions is compromised.
Yeah.
And you're, like.
So, like, that was just that whole process was scary. And I remember I woke up my mom and dad, and then your mom came over, and I was doing the nebulizer, but, like, I still was struggling. And then I
which
remember,
is crazy. Like, for people that don't know, if. You know it's bad if an albuterol treatment doesn't, like, because what it would.
What do you call it?
It's albuterol.
What's a nebulizer then?
Nebulizer is the machine, but the medication is albuterol. Okay.
Gotcha.
And so, and there's something else. I think it's mixed with something else. But yeah, so and God, Carl will flame me if he listens to this, but I doubt he does. And so, like, from my understanding is, like I said, I'm embarrassed because, like, I had to pass a test to be able to administer this medication. So, like, the fact that I don't remember it these couple years later, I'm like, I need to study. And so, it just releases the constriction of your bronchioles, which is just, it's literally like breathing through a fucking straw. It's terrible.
But the nebulizer, honestly, shout out to whoever invented that.
I'd kiss him right on the mouth.
Yeah, you're getting a smoochie from me.
Also, and what I didn't take advantage of is when you get a breathing treatment, it dumps your adrenaline. And so, like,
there's like an actual science.
Yes, it? Yes. It's an adrenaline dump, and I noticed this because when I was a kid, I would be like, fucking. Obviously, we're all crackheads, and I think you and I were both like crackhead ass kids. Yeah, so like, we're already ready to fucking do wind sprints, whenever.
Yeah.
And I remember every time I took a breathing treatment, there was like a period of just like euphoria where like I feel like I could sprint and just and be unbelievably like just fast.
No, it's weird. I like it was like a high.
Yes, almost, like a buzz. And I don't know why I didn't like take advantage of it and like abuse it in like high school for like football and basketball. Like take it at like halftime because it literally it dumps your adrenaline.
See, I didn't even know that. I just thought like it was. I was breathing like normal air, and it just like gave me a little buzz, but I didn't know like the science.
And then now I'm sitting here going like, I wish I could have just kept doing that instead of like starting doing pouches for like nicotine shit. Like, oh, how do you get your high? Oh, I could take a breathing treatment and get a buzz.
Bud Lights anymore.
We can just take breathing treatments and then just do wind sprints in the street.
Honestly, yeah.
And then just not only do we get high for damages to the brain that we don't even know that what we're doing.
Yeah. Probably not good for you.
Probably not good for you as a kid, but we're grown now, so I think we're okay. But, dude, we're going to be the fastest guys in Ahwatukee. I mean, if we put us out there, we will beat anybody in a race. Like, my 40 time would probably be disgusting. Yeah. But I just never even thought to abuse it when I was...
It's crazy. I didn't know that was a thing. But now that I, like, go back and think, I do remember getting, like... a slight buzz,
and
but
it's
I didn't
wild.
Know. Like
we don't know what that. We don't know what that is.
You
know
what I mean? Like you don't know what. So just like, oh, I feel better, but I thought I could just breathe.
I was more so just like relieved every time you could feel the medication starting to work. So like I didn't care.
That's such a nostalgic thing.
Yes.
Holy cow!
Yeah, like,
I don't think about that
the
anymore.
The deep sigh of relief once you take that one hit that like. Puts you over the edge of like
it literally is a drug,
dude. As I'm like just cracked out, I just oh my god, just to be
heroin.
able to breathe,
liquid and heroin,
and my dad just holding it there with his eyes closed has to be up in probably like 2 hours. Your dad probably already is up for work, and so it's like my poor fucking parents.
Yeah,
just me standing in the doorway. Dude, all you can hear is.
The wheezy inhale, exhale. Yeah.
And dude, my parents.
Like, oh, shit. Here we go again.
Like, dude. They're like, dude, this kid, the kid that we have can't fucking breathe. Like, dude.
Like where did we go wrong?
We would have just, if we knew what was going to happen, we would have just left him in that oxygen tent in the hospital. Like,
the fact that we literally live next door and we're both having the
both
exact
asthmatic
same thing every single Tuesday night.
Parents just like, oh my god, like this fucking 5-year-old kid walking in the doorway and wheezing.
So annoying.
I just remember, and my parents were fucking bricks. And so like, I would walk in and they wouldn't hear me when I would say anything. And so I would go over and say it closer to them. Because I felt like being in my parents' room while they were sleeping was so intrusive.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, dude, like, I don't make any money. So, like, they sleep in there, and then they go and make money to get me basketball shoes.
Yeah.
So, I can't, like, that's their time, dude. I gotta, like, be careful.
You have, like, no concept of life at all.
No, dude. Like, and
you're
I thought, like,
a deep breath.
And I thought, like, school and sports, I was like, I'm the busiest fucking guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, dad, you go get, make the money. Do you know what I do? Like I learn all these subjects and then I go play football
for 2 hours
and you come watch me after you work your job that you don't love. Like, come on, like, dude, who's really working harder? Okay, and I newsflash, dude, I can't fucking breathe on top of that. So can you breathe?
So
yeah,
you actually have to like hit your parents
and
wake them up.
I have to. My mom was on the closest side to the door, so I've never gone to the other side because who's over there?
He's swinging.
See, I'm getting a knuckle sandwich if I wake the snoring the lion, dude. And so I'd shake my mom, and
silly Sandy hibernating
episode. First good shake would never work. I'm like, dude, what is happening to both of you? Someone could rob us blind and you guys wouldn't move a muscle. And they wouldn't have to shut the bedroom door. They could steal everything in our upstairs and they would just both be just bricks. And so like then I'd have to really shake my mom to wake her up. And then she'd finally be like,
yeah, that's tough.
They were so just disinterested. Just what? Yeah. What? What is it?
It's
what?
Really just
and they don't even know who it is. Like yeah. At first, like, what? What? What is it? What is it? I'm like, it's me, your son. I can't breathe.
It's me, your son.
It's your son that you had in 95. I can't breathe. I have school a couple hours. You guys have work, but I cannot breathe. And, dude, just thinking about having asthma is hysterical to me.
It sucked, like, though. Like, dude. Now it's funny, but, like, that's traumatic, honestly, as a kid.
Back in the day.
That sucked.
And then I literally went and chose a profession that, like, I just should. I cannot believe that I never was on a fire somewhere or out in the woods on, like, a project. The amount of times I spent out in the woods and was, like, so, even if I had my inhaler, just so paranoid, like, this will be the night that I have an asthma attack.
Yeah, that's
like,
literally
it'll take a fucking ambulance minimum, even if they call and get on the road right away, 45 minutes to get to wherever I'm at. Like, and that's the minimum. And then we got to drive all the way. So, like, I was just, every time I went to sleep out in the woods in Wyoming, I was like, this might be my last night. So,
Well, do you think, like, in Flag, what triggered it? Just like,
I'm trying to think, and I don't know. Like, I didn't do anything out of the ordinary, dude. Like, you know me, I'm a pretty, like, in-shape person. Like, I take good enough care of my body, just, like, cardio and, like, with weights. And so I wasn't doing anything, like,
super random.
Out of nowhere, dude, and I'm trying to think.
Which makes me scared, like,
I'd be like,
I'm about to go to somewhere and just, like, I don't have the backup on me.
Yeah.
Because I thought I outgrew it.
100%, but like it's just infinitely better than what it was when we were kids. So like, but it's still mine stretched into my fucking teens, and I remember,
same.
And I was just like, is this ever gonna stop? And like my mom just kept telling me, I don't know if your mom said the same thing, but my mom would always be like, you're gonna grow out of it, you're gonna grow out of it. And I was just like, I don't fucking believe you though. So because I'm like, I'm 15 and I still have asthma attacks from time to time. Like, what is this sick game that we're playing? Because I'm over it. And
I think literally the like junior year is when I stopped like having.
Once I got into like upper high school, there was a huge like dip. And then once I graduated, it just was like more and more and more and more and more. But yeah.
But I still have, like, random, like, it's not really, I don't know if it's asthma, but it's just, like, I can't take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Like, randomly, it's not like I'm wheezy asthma, it's just, like, it's almost a straw asthma where, like, it's hard to take a deep breath, like, inhale, exhale.
And sometimes what'll happen is, like, and this is, like, rare that it happens anymore, but sometimes back in the day, if I were to cough like a little extra hard, it could trigger an asthma attack. Like really try to cough hard, like that type of shit. Yeah, and then I'd start to feel it, and I'd be like, no fucking way, that just happened from that. And sometimes I'd have to take a breathing treatment. But yeah, and the when we were in Flag, I don't think I did anything of that.
Yeah,
it
dude,
just
that's
like
scary though, honestly.
And it's annoying too, because like allergies, like the humidity affects it, like the pollen count affects it, like the weirdest shit where like you could go somewhere just to hang out for the day and because like of what's in the quality. Air you have an asthma attack, and you can't, and that's like, so dude, the trauma that you're talking about is so real, because you're just, it's a constant fear of like, am I just gonna randomly not be able to breathe?
But you're like, smart for like always traveling with it, because like
I had two the first time I went to Wyoming. Just to be sure. I was like, give me two of these bitches so I can have one at all times. Like, and then now I've been playing it risky because I'm trying to remember where mine even is. I know it's somewhere in my apartment.
I've been playing it risky since 2015.
You have been.
Because it's expired one.
And
which is so stupid on my end.
And like, you've been playing it so smart since then, because you probably have some good drugs in that thing.
Yeah. So I threw it away, unfortunately.
At least
we should have put that in the Byron Museum, though, honestly.
It should have went. We should have at least sent it in.
Yeah.
With a picture of you. Just with a thumbs up.
Yeah.
That would be so cool in a museum, though.
An expired inhaler.
But one thing I did kind of want to talk to you when we hopefully, like I said, I got to pick up my friend from work at some point. So like I said, we'll see. But they're supposed to be keeping me updated, and I haven't heard shit. So I think we're in the clear.
So shout out.
Yeah. But one thing I wanted to talk to you in this episode was, and I can't wait till like we have like a legit one like in person too, with like on camera as well. But like
30 minutes in.
Yeah.
All asthma.
Yeah, just all. It's hilarious. That's gonna be so funny to listen back to. But I was listening to, like, obviously you know like the circumstances of what's like happened recently. So like it's kind of like funneled me back into diving into my shit again. Like, so like I recorded an episode last night, even though I didn't, or 2 nights ago, and I didn't fucking want to at all. But like,
yeah,
it's kind of like after what happened, just kind of like forcing me into a corner, like, okay, mm-hmm, like this is like a sign for you to like put your head down and start working hard again. Yeah. You know, that type of shit.
Yeah.
And I was listening to this video of J. Cole talking, and he's talking about, shout out. And so he was talking about just how like you're stuck in, like everyone's stuck in this like weird shit with like 8 hours of your day, and there's only obviously 24 hours in a day. 8 hours of it, like for most people, is spent working at like somewhere that you hate or something that you hate. Yeah. And usually it's for dirt, fucking like not worth it money. Yeah. Like 15, $15 an hour is worth an hour of your time, like that you'll never get back.
Yeah.
Like, and he was just talking about how, like, why would you not want your life to be where like you're spending as much of that day like doing something that you actually love and want to be doing? And so like, yep, seeing you like from a far back perspective, like seeing like how hard like you've been working on your stuff, and I think you and I inspire, like you definitely inspire me a lot to like do even like what we're doing right now. Like we're on a time crunch, and I had to fly down here just to get you on a pod, just because I knew it was going to be a great episode to get you on.
Yeah.
But like you and I kind of like align a lot in like the doing the work now, because like none of this shit's going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a lot of things like it takes 10 years to make like an overnight celebrity, which like, yeah, I think you and I are both like on this like same path of, we're going to make, like, it's Saturday night. Like, I had to leave downtown Phoenix to come here to see you, and you and I aren't out, and you and I love going out, too. Yeah. We love going and having fun. We love
getting groovy on a Saturday.
We love hammering BLs and taking over the dance floor.
Yeah.
But it's the sacrifice of, like, what we're doing now to hopefully benefit you and I, like, we don't know when it's going to happen, but when it does happen, it's going to be shit like this, that it's like we were able to sacrifice this to benefit us in a few years, where when a lot of people that we know are still, they're getting to like 30 and they're like, oh my god, like did I just waste my 20s? Like I was, you know, I didn't go do anything, like I'm still working this job that I hate, I didn't put any, like people don't go after what they really want to do.
Exactly.
If that makes sense. And I'm, I know, scared. Like you're like, you've literally sacrificed so much, like I'm in the process of sacrificing more and more to get after it. So I just kind of wanted to pick your brain on like just how you do what you do, and like what, like just what it is about what you do that keeps you going like time and time again. Cause I've wanted to give up so many times. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
So I think everyone has that, like there's so many phases with like doing something you love. Like, especially like, it's the one thing I don't enjoy about our field is like everything is based off of analytics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we can only grow off of our analytics. So like we need likes, we need numbers, and it's super unhealthy to focus on that stuff.
And just to jump in, because I hate it too, it's one of those things where I should be like, I should be heavily on Instagram, like on Snapchat, on Twitter, promoting the shit out of this, because it's so easy to make people see things nowadays and get it in front of them. But I'm still just so turned off right now to like social media in general. So like, I'm like, I know I'm holding myself back, but I know I'll come back to it once I'm ready, that type of shit. But yeah, just to jump in.
No, definitely. And just like, I think a lot of people don't follow their dreams because like, they're scared that's not going to work, and then they're also scared of judgment of other people. Like
100%.
What we're doing, we're from a small town where, like, everyone's up each other's ass and everyone knows each other's business. So, like, what we're doing, a lot of people can make fun of and, like, cringe at, and they'll, like, find our content or whatever. Like, they find my channel, they find your podcast, and they make fun of it because no one wants to be seen at the bottom.
Exactly.
Like, that's like a...
Like, if you're not getting millions of views and likes and downloads, why are you even bothering putting it out? And I know you probably struggle with that, because I've definitely struggled with it. It's what held me back from starting for the longest time.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, dude, if it's not perfect, if I'm not in a studio, like, running a legit podcast, like, why would I even bother putting it out? Then I just... listening to more people, like, riding off of, like, your productivity and your momentum, it's just like, where do you think these other fucking people started from?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, once, I think that's, like, the biggest step you can do, and, like, doing what you want to do in this one life that you have is, like, getting over the fear of judgment of other people. And once you have, once you jump over that mountain, like, it's kind of hard to go back to wanting to quit your path to your dream or whatever. Like, and I'm at the position now of just talking to my mom and dad. Like, I've been doing what I love for the last, like, year and a half, and I don't think I can ever go back to a miserable 9-to-5 and do that, because I will actually get depressed. Like, I have a taste of my dream life, and it's stressful, and it's, like, chaotic, and I get burnt out every single week or whatever. But, like, it's something I love, and I'm doing it because I love it. I'm not doing it because I know, like, there's potential with, like, fame and money and fortune and, like, that lifestyle. It's like, even if I don't ever succeed in this, I will always do it because it's something I'm truly passionate about and something I truly love. So, like, if you're going into it for the wrong reasons, you're gonna get burnt out and you're gonna quit and you're gonna go back to that 9-to-5 that you hated. But if you know like what you truly like to do and what you're truly passionate about, it's kind of hard for you to quit. Like, you're into, like, the podcast and video games and, like, comedy and stuff. So, like, if you're truly passionate about it, there's times where, like, you're gonna have a week with really low analytics and just, like, a really bad headspace, and you're like, oh, I want to quit, but you love it so much, you're just like, I'm doing this for fun. And that's kind of the approach, like, I'm trying to work towards, is, like, I don't want to look at my analytics. I want to, like, do videos that I think are good and videos that I enjoy making, and I'm gonna focus on that and have fun with it. I don't care if it gets a million views or, like, two views. Like, it's something I'm proud of. It's something I love doing. And that's kind of the approach you kind of have to go into it with. Because if you do it, like, you're only focused on the analytics and the success, you're going to get burnt out, because it's, like, it does take 10 years to succeed. It's not an overnight thing. Like, you're not going to get 10 million views overnight. Like, it's a slow mountain.
Exactly. And to jump off of that, I was just thinking about this today before I came over here. It's kind of just like the Island Boys to me. Like, they came out of nowhere.
I don't know
who
that is.
The two Island Boys, they're like, they blew up because, like, they made this shitty ass, like, song where they were like, cuz I'm an island boy. I'll show you after this. It's like, it's terrible, but they blew up and went viral, and they became famous. And this was literally, like, a couple months ago. They were, like, they basically became, like, influencers overnight. And they already have, like, dropped down and become so irrelevant. And, like, it's, like, it just goes to show, like, if there's no substance to what you do when you make it, like, it's not going to last. Like, if what you do isn't, like, interesting to people, it's not – like, they literally just stayed relevant for the few months they did because the meme was funny. And, like, they rode off of it as much as they could. But I don't think those two are talented in any other way at all. And so they just, like – now they're just, like, broke and trying to pass off this vision that they're not broke, and, like, we all know, like, they're becoming irrelevant, and that's got to be horrifying. And so, but to ride off of what you're saying, in that same J. Cole video that I was listening to earlier today, he says the same thing, where he was like if you're doing it for the money, you're never going to be satisfied. If you're if your only thing is chasing girls, like, you're never going to be satisfied. If your only thing is the power, you're never going to be satisfied, because you're always going to want more. Like, you get that million, if you're only driven off of money, then you're like, okay, now I got to get 10, now I got to get 100. Like,
but even so, I'm like, because, like, my approach is, I want to have fun with this, I want to do what I love, but, like, you know, I hit like 18, I hit 1900 subscribers or 1800 subscribers, and I was like, cool, like I've wanted that for a while, but like now I want 5000.
Exactly.
And like it's like a never satisfied thing, which is super toxic, and I know it's toxic, and I'm working on that, but it's like it's hard to get out of that, like the pursuit of numbers. Like you always want the next
thing. 100%. I totally feel that. It's just like if that becomes everything, that's when you know that it's gonna end up being negative.
Because yeah.
You definitely want to see growth, and if you're not paying attention to the growth, then you're botching it in a way for sure. So like definitely like paying attention to it is one thing, but it becoming everything, that's a different thing. Where I think I know you're pretty sound with like, I don't knock you at all for paying attention to it. Like you definitely got to be, because if you're not seeing any growth, then you know that something's had to like adjust. You know what I mean? Like that type of shit. So like it is good to keep yourself in check. But like with me, with this, I'm kind of in that period now where like I've done like a little bit more like researching with editing, because I'm trying to make moves with DaVinci Resolve, because you can do so much shit and it's a free program, which is wild. So
yeah.
And you know me, I'm such a novice at it, so where it's like it's literally learning how to walk, and it's I like listening to like clips on like Rogan and like different Rogan podcasts, or like some of like the just crazy smart people that he has on there and listening to him talk. The one of these guys that he had recently is talking about like how hard it is to learn shit from scratch as an adult, and it's so true, because like we're such like creatures of, if we don't know how to do something, it's a little bit embarrassing. And so, and it's like, and so it's timid, and like you and I have joked about it. Like you've gotten so good at editing because you probably thought you sucked when you started, but you just kept doing it and kept finding different ways to get better and better and better and better. And now you're in such a good routine where you're so solid at it, to where, and it realistically probably didn't even take you that long to get to like the progress that you've made right now. Cause like, I feel like you took off with it so fast, to where you then were in such a solid routine of just like I'm starting to get good at this, and this is interesting to me, so like let's just keep going. To where it's, so like now, like what I was trying to relate it to was, I'm releasing all this stuff, like like the podcast does like okay, and I'm talking about like for myself, like it's wild that I hit 1.2 thousand total listens. Like that's insane. Right, first, like a year ago, it was like it was like number. Less than 200 total, and it just went crazy. 1,000
people, like picture that in a room.
Yeah, it's like that's insanity, and like, and that's all I wanted to do is like get info out to people that, and sometimes, and maybe you deal with this too a little bit. Sometimes, like I was pretty raw and real in that episode that I recorded real quick and put out two nights ago, and. Sometimes, and I even said it in the episode, where I feel like sometimes with me, I tend to overshare, and like I'm not telling everybody everything about my life or anything, but like I'm very obvious when it comes to like my mental health struggles and like shit that I go through. And sometimes I get in my own head, because like, am I oversharing like about myself? But at the same time, I go, like, one, no one's really seeing any of this anyway. So, like, it's, like, not that many people are seeing it. And, two, most of the people that are seeing it already know me and know that I'm the way that I am. And my biggest thing, though, is, like, you're never going to be able to tell me that I'm not authentically me. Like, you exactly, can can talk all this shit about me, how cringe any of it is. You can say it's embarrassing. I can't believe you put that out there. Like, you can say whatever the fuck you want to me. Like, at the end of the day, like, you might be hiding the way, like, you might be feeling about shit, and that's fine. But I know, like, at the end of the day, that I'm being the legit me, Drake. Like, you're going to get the same me if you talk to me in a bar around nobody than I am recording a podcast that gets, like, seen by however many fucking people. You know that, like... And so, like, I've been able to recently be at such good, like, rest and, like, being content with myself with the shitty content that I'm putting out now. It's because I'm doing what the fuck I want to be doing. And most of these people that are talking down on, like, me for what I'm doing, for you, what you're doing, they're doing that. But it's burning inside them, because they're like, I'm low-key jealous because they're doing what they want to be doing, and I'm sitting here working this job that I fucking hate, and then also not doing what I actually want to be doing in my free time, because that's what society teaches you to work this shit job that you fucking hate to barely make it
for
by
security.
Yeah, and then to you know, let loose outside of that just to be able to function, to go back to the circle of hating the thing that you do. Like, and I just don't want to do that. Like, you and I are on the same page with that. Like, do I get down and do I get like in weird moods because we're sacrificing so much? Like I said, dude, it's, you know how badly I had an itch to maybe go out to just like see what it was about. Like, yeah, but at the same time, it's like, I know I'm not missing shit by not going out tonight. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that people don't realize is, I think so many people are so nervous to miss out on shit where none of that's ever going to go away. Like, I was out last night and it was so fun. I went out with a few friends just to like get my mind off of shit with everything going on.
Yeah.
And I was looking around at these people and I'm just like, you can tell that some of these people are like content with their lives, but I just, probably 95% of that bar that I was in wasn't doing what they actually would love to be doing. Like you just know that they're there for a, like, they might like it, sure, they might, you know, tolerate it a bit. That's a lot of like what society is like, people that aren't deeply into mental health, like, they don't know, like, yeah, you might like your job, but like, you just might be calloused enough to where that's okay with you. Like, with me, I was like, no, I'm not going to work this fucking shitty ass job that I hate for forever because I watched my parents do it. Like, and so, like, I think you and I are,
for the weekends, those are the people that, like, they're miserable throughout the week.
Exactly.
They stay in their comfort zone. They don't take risks. They stay in their 9-to-5 that they aren't happy with.
Because they're making a little bit of money Friday night. Like,
yeah.
And that's their thing.
That's like the thing though, like,
and does that not terrify you to like to be one of those, like, I saw it last night and I was like, this is the motivation for me to, and not talking down on any of those people. Like, I think we need people that are okay with 9-to-5 to make the world function and shit.
There's different levels of passions.
Like, absolutely.
We have a creative passion where you can't really do a 9-to-5 in the creative field. But there's people have different passions and interests and stuff, so like, there can be someone that truly loves their 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
and that's like the field they're in, the career choice.
And we're not knocking that either. Like, if you genuinely love your 9-to-5, that's awesome. Like,
no, that's what I want.
Exactly.
But if you're settling and you're staying in your comfort zone and you're miserable in your 9-to-5, that's not what like this life. This
and you
one
know,
life
and you're
have.
Lying to yourself every day where you're like, I fucking hate working for this company. I hate
and
this bullshit.
And they're too scared to take a risk. They're too scared to step out of their comfort zone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like I was looking around at the bar last night, and I just – one thing I can't stand is I love going to – I think you and I both are – are you a big concert fan? I don't even know.
Yeah.
So
I haven't gone in a while.
I know. You probably haven't been to one in forever. I don't think I have either. But – so I figured we were both – because – you and I are both super into music, and so I figured you were a concert fan. But one thing that I can't stand is if I'm not at, like, a concert of someone that, like, an artist that I really love or want to see. Like, I was in that bar last night, dude, and the music, they were killing it. They were good. It was, a little band of three guys. They were killing it. But it was so fucking loud, I couldn't have a conversation. And I don't know why that triggered me so bad to where I was, like, every time they stopped to take a break, I was, like, oh my fucking God, thank God I can fucking talk to the people that I'm out with. Like, this is that type of shit where I was just like, but yeah, I was just looking around. I was just seeing, like, if I genuinely walked up to everyone in this bar and asked them, what do you do for a living? What was your dream growing up?
Yeah.
95 of that wouldn't have aligned.
99.
Probably, yeah, honestly, yeah. I was going to say 99, but I thought, you know, maybe there are some guys that, like, are just brought up and just, you know, their dad did one thing, so they do something kind of similar, and they're like, that was my purpose, that was what I was, because you know when you talk to those people, like, I almost feel bad for them, because I'm like, oh, you never even had an itch to chase after anything that you, like, super, super love, that type of shit.
Yeah.
And some of those people are so, like, some of these people have so much potential and just, like, never even make an effort towards what they could
and
possibly
I feel like people
be.
Always think like it's too late, and I'm not saying like we're old, but like we're not 18. Like we're chasing our dreams at like, you know, mid 20s,
which is arguably the toughest spot to do it.
Like, mentally, it's so hard because we're at the age now where like
being in your 20s fucking sucks.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be the most lit time of my life,
And maybe it would be if I was like, and you and I were like settled and like we're okay with settling with a job that we hate, things would be different. I'd be like, yeah, no, like I have an okay life. But I think since you and I are so open-minded and so like even like third eye, like opening shit like that type of shit to where it's like, things are different now. Like,
yeah.
Versus like, I talk to some of my friends that like hate that I know they don't love their job and go out Friday, Saturday night. Like, yeah, like, I don't have any issues where I just like, you just haven't been opened up to knowing anything. You're just closed-minded. You're just almost
in your like small little circle of life.
It's like I almost like feel bad because like you see all these people that have all this potential, but they just like they went to whatever avenue after college. And like I said, like we're not sitting here like bashing on people that are working normal jobs. Like we need those people. Like we need people to like a 9-to-5. You can live like a comfortable life, like when you work a 9-to-5. Because like right now I work 4 a.m. to noon, and so I get up at 3:30 for work, and I'm not back to bed till 11 sometimes. And like I know you're on that grind where like you don't fucking sleep because you gotta travel, and then you have to sit down and work on your shit because no one's gonna do it for you. And it's like people who are comfortable with that 9-to-5, and especially like my other thing is like people that don't work out, like that's just that frees up more time to where like, because like half the time I go to the gym to go work out, I'm fucking annoyed because I don't want to get up, I don't want to take pre-workout, I don't want to go sacrifice an hour. But it's because of that discipline that like it frees me in different other ways. Like, and that's not the same for everybody. I get it. If you're not into the gym, I'm not preaching any of that. But like my discipline in the gym bleeds into other areas of my life for sure.
Exactly. I was just gonna say, like, so you have to have like some discipline no matter what area it's in. Like if you have no discipline in yourself, like I don't know, nothing's gonna like go the way you want it to.
No, I agree 100%. And it's just one of those things where you kind of just got to base it off of like, and I encourage like most people, we're going to have to wrap it up soon because I'm going to have to dip, but it's just one of those things where you have to like take a step back and really like look at like what you're doing. And if you don't want to follow like your dreams at all, like for a lot of people, like I get it, but I'm at the point now where like I have a vision, and it probably won't end up exactly how I want it to, but work has to be done now to benefit yourself later. It's like exactly, that type of shit. So if you have like a sign off or something that you like, you just want to put out
there. I say the next episode that we continue about like the 20s thing, like age 22 to like 25.
I agree.
We should get more into that. But yeah, I mean like, I don't know. Like obviously we're not successful in our career paths right now, but we're definitely sacrificing like everything and anything we can to try to be successful. And that's like all that really matters. It's not about like getting to the top. It's about like the pursuit. And that's like something I literally got a tattoo about, the journey of your life and not just the final destination. Like there's going to be a day, let's say we both get like, you get a million follows on what is even this Spotify? Do you get followers or?
So yeah, it's like, I think you, subscribe to the podcast.
Okay, so like you get a million subscribers, I get a million subscribers, we both are there, and then now we're just gonna be like, well then now what? Like we're at a million. Yeah, so like it's all about the journey.
You have to enjoy the journey, because once you get there and you didn't enjoy the journey, then like it's almost like
and like there's people that get depressed
for sure,
like they reach their goal or whatever and then they have nothing. So just like, I don't know. It's a struggle.
And it is annoying and it is cliche, but yeah, the last thing I'm going to say is like life in general is a journey, but like, yeah, if you're doing something and working towards something, if you don't enjoy the process up to it, then you're not going to enjoy it when you get there. Like, and so
100%.
With that, like, I appreciate you for a great episode, and hopefully we have you on real soon again.
Yeah, definitely.
Later, skater.
Later, skaters.